They came from nowhere and staggered the sporting world.
Oh, and that one's a long, long throw!
A generation of communist sportswomen who took gold at every event. In the 1970s, East Germany seemed like a nation of sports fanatics, of healthy members of a socialist paradise. But a dark secret lay at the heart of the sporting miracle.
They've just brung their shirts on and it looks so odd because they were bigger than some of the men.
Party leaders were running an illegal doping program on a national scale. And some young women's bodies were to be changed forever. Only now, as doping again dominates sports headlines, is the full story emerging of the largest doping racket in the history of sport. In 1961, communist East Germany built a wall to stop its citizens escaping to the capitalist West. Soldiers fired on those who tried to escape. Citizens caught planning to leave were imprisoned. By the 1970s, the Berlin Wall was part of a fortified border, splitting Germany in two. With the lure of Western consumer culture on their doorstep, East Germany's Soviet-backed leaders feared for the survival of their state.